are very concerned. As you know, that the African Union is at the moment preparing to be working closely with the ECCAS, Economic Community of Central Africa, to deploy the African mission to Central Africa, AMISCA, with a force of around about 4,000, which will take over from the force of Economic Community of Central Africa and also the French. So essentially, I should first of all say African Union is grateful for the role that the French forces have played in keeping the situation at least from getting worse than what it is at the moment. But our hope is that this can be contained as much as possible until the African forces arrive. But as you say, it's very clear that the country is in the precipice of a major crisis. Many communities are fighting each other, and it's taken sectarian and many other angles, which are extremely worrisome. And the sooner that we can bring in a stabilization force so that Central Africa can go back, have elections, and bring in a government that can help the country maintain law and order, the better. So, yes, African Union is extremely concerned.
Now, Honorable Mwencha, what do you say to critics who say African countries did not proactively react to the situation in Central African Republic, but would have to basically depend on the French forces to step in to stabilize the situation before the African Union forces within the region go in to help?
Well, that's not correct, because if you go back when this crisis started, both Central Africa and the African Union were very proactive. You remember Central Africa, first of all, working closely again with Central Africa, resisted and requested for intervention to make sure that this ASEREKA coalition does not come into town, but eventually they got into town. And when they did, of course, African Union immediately suspended, but immediately also created a contact group, which contact group then led to the process that there was a force deployed by Central Africa. So I don't know at what stage and how this could have been done, because mobilizing a force to any situation, you don't have this force residing somewhere that you just simply put them in a plane or in a port and deploy them. The forces that are deployed must be trained, must be equipped, must be supported. And it's true that that aspect takes a little time. So it's not a question that Africa was sitting back, but Africa was acting, trying to get this force on the ground. Again, this is an area where things happen behind the scenes, and those who don't see what is happening will think that nothing is happening. And the African Union has taken steps to say, in going forward, insisted that, you know, in stabilizing the country, in going to elections, those African people now in transition will not be part of the new government to ensure that we have credible elections and that we can have a government that reflects the wishes of the people that will stabilize Central Africa Republic.
What will the AU want to see specifically in the Central African Republic and its neighboring countries, looking at the fact that the Central African Republic has not been, security has been quite a challenge in those areas?
Well, that is a question that entails long-term issues, but also short-term. For the time being, first of all, is to make sure that we stabilize the country, that we are able to have humanitarian reach out, provide security, and also the people that are being, their human rights being trumped by, rapes and whatever that is happening, so that you can bring law and order, stabilize the country. And also concurrently, have national, systems. In other words, we are moving in not just with combat or peacekeeping, but also civilian, humanitarian assistance, legal capacity, so that the country can start to function as a state. And once it starts to function as a state, well, I think it's upon the people of Central Africa to look at the fundamental issues that bring about this crisis. And one may have to look at it, whether it is the economy, whether it is exclusion, whether it is, sectarian, and confront them, without which, of course, as you rightly mentioned, any weakness in a state like Central Africa, you can see it has repercussions. The neighborhood, whether it is to Chad or Cameroon or DRC or even Sudan. So it is important, and this is what happens. I mean, when you see the challenge, like you said, the case was in Somalia or in Mali, the entire neighborhood is also affected. And so this is how Africa sees it, essentially to help the people of Central Africa determine and bring about reconciliation among themselves, peace and development in the long run.